This is Wade Rathke, the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Project Shield, being developed by Google, would offer free protection for media, election monitors, and human rights groups to defend themselves against cyber attacks aimed at taking down websites. The ACLU offers a free mobile justice app that instantly uploads videos in case officers confiscate cameras. Researchers at the University of Iowa surveyed 253,000 students in grades 6, 8, and 11, 2 years before Iowa's anti-bullying legislation took effect in 2007, and again in 2008 and 2010. 47.3% of the students said they had been bullied, and the chances of being cyberbullied increased by 44% in the first post-law year and further increased to 47% over 3 years. Researchers at Credo at Stanford compared results of pupils at ordinary public schools and concluded that charter schools, on average, progressed by the equivalent of just 8 additional days of learning per year. Percentage of Americans without access to banking services fell to 7% in 2015 from 7.7% in 2013 and a peak of 8.2% in 2012. Chicago police records show that more than 28,000 complaints of misconduct were filed over 4 years, and only 2% ever resulted in disciplinary action. The Gates Foundation finds itself in a long-running scientific mess after throwing $29 million into an Oxford University study that seemingly was identical to one being run by World Health Organization, with some of the same people, that was attempting to develop worldwide standards for fetal growth. Economic Advisors report that the share of revenue brought in by the 50 largest companies rose from 1997 to 2012. The top 10% of publicly traded companies became sharply more profitable since the 1990s, while the bottom 90% rose much less. The FBI continues to try to break encryption services with secret requests for information and a requirement that the companies cannot reveal a subpoena. The ACLU and other privacy experts are defending open whisper systems created by encryption guru Moxie Marlinspike for requests for information they do not retain. Beginning in October 2017, packages containing debit cards, often sold at convenience and similar stores, will be required to carry a standardized disclosure of the card's monthly fee. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.